Begin by finding a comfortable position with your back and hips fully supported, your arms and legs uncrossed. Take three complete cleansing breaths as you let yourself fully settle down into whatever you're sitting or lying upon. Now let your attention come inside behind your eyes, into a center point within your head. Imagine an internal spot where you can begin to feel that you are originating and releasing the breath from. The exact spot is not as important as that you have an inner focal point, a way of drawing your attention inward, a subtle shift in orientation that allows your body and mind to begin to settle down and let go of external distractions. Allow your breath to be long and slow and easy. Find that place where you're gently guiding the breath rather than controlling it. That's it. Let your mind become completely immersed in the breath. Notice the difference between being immersed in the experience and sensation of the breath rather than thoughts about the breath. As you relax into an easy rhythm with your breath, scan your body to see if there are any areas of tension. If you identify any areas of tightness, send the warm energy of the breath there and feel letting it go with the exhale. Let yourself drift deeper and deeper with each breath, easing yourself into a very pleasant state of relaxation. Now let your attention go to the back of your head. Move your attention inside, continuing to breathe from the inside out, and just notice how it feels inside the space of your head. And now use the breath to intend a sense of ease, openness, and warmth inside, releasing any tension that you discover inside your head with the exhale. Letting your attention drift softly downward through your neck, out across your shoulders, intending to release any tightness or constriction that you find with the out-breath. With the in-breath, increasing peace, ease, spaciousness. Letting your attention move down through your arms and your hands, always maintaining a neutral attitude. Just observing. No judging, no categorizing or naming. Just noting what's there. Feeling sensations, thoughts, noticing, gently releasing. Maintain awareness of the breath, opening, softening the body. Letting yourself drift deeper and deeper into a pleasant state of peace, tranquility, spaciousness. Your breath is quiet, rhythmic, easy. Let your awareness move down now through your chest. Release any tightness, soreness, or tenderness you may find there. Moving down through the abdomen, continuing to draw in serenity, comfort, letting go of strain, urgency, pressure. Letting your attention move down through your thighs, your knees, lower legs and feet. Just breathing in and out. Filling up, letting go, letting yourself rest deep inside. Drawing ease and comfort toward you, letting go of residues of tightness, anxiety, or uneasiness. At any time through this exercise, as you experience stress, struggle, or resistance, use the breath to soften and open and let it go with the exhale. Now imagine going to a safe place, a place that's yours alone. It may be somewhere you've been, somewhere you've always wanted to go. Inside, outside, or some combination of all of that. The important thing is that it's your place. Your place to come to release, relax, and restore. This is also a place where you can experiment with new energies and behaviors to help shift your life from the inside out. While you experience the safety and comfort of your special place, imagine yourself standing on the warm spring earth. Feel how your feet connect and contact the ground, feeling supported. Then imagine that you can drink in the energy of the earth itself up through your feet, bringing it all the way up through your body, like drinking liquid through a straw. Energy moves all the way up through the body to the head. And as it reaches the top of the head, in your mind's eye, see that energy moving out through the top of your head and then cascading down all around you, filling your energy field with strong, stable, vibrant, magnetic energy. Now imagine a golden ball of light above your head. Feel a softening at the crown of your head as you open to receive the golden liquid light in through your head, where it softly moves down through your neck, torso, abdomen, pelvis, and then down each leg and right out through the feet. Now run these two currents of energy, the earthy energy from the ground up and the spiritual electrical energies from the sky down. Move the energy up and down for a few rounds, just getting used to a soft, spacious attitude and being able to direct the energy flow with your mind. As you do this, you may begin to feel an emotional lightness, a growing mental clarity. The more you practice it, the easier it will become, and the more you'll actually be able to build your own energy reserves using this very simple technique. Now, as best you can, allow an image of your energy field or aura to come into your awareness. You may actually see your field, or more likely, you'll know or feel its presence around you. Stay with an open, spacious mind and allow this awareness in. Trying hard doesn't work, so find the place where you're just open to the possibility and allow. If you don't feel you're really aware, know that your intention and focus will create the shifts anyway. Being in touch with energy and being able to realize what's happened takes practice. As you let this awareness of your field come into being, sense how it is now in the present moment. Then remember a time when you were someplace you didn't want to be, or with people you didn't want to be with. Imagine yourself there for a moment and notice how your energy has shifted. Notice how it feels to you. Now let your mind go back to your beautiful, safe place and once again be in touch with all that's there, the colors, shapes, sounds, and even aromas that are all there for your safety, support, and nourishment. Really get back in touch with your special place and how it makes you feel. Congratulations, you've just experienced what it's like to shift your field through harmonic induction or entrainment. This process happens quite naturally, but if we put our mind and intention behind it, we can train ourselves to bring this under our conscious control. Now, recenter and ground yourself once again by running the energy up and down through the circuits as you did before, bringing the grounding energy in, up through the body, and the spiritual energy down through the body, grounding it into the earth. Now imagine someone you love coming into your space with you. Keep in mind that you're remaining inside your own egg-shaped field. And as you do, ask your deep inner self to show you how the streamers are moving out from you to them. And if you're not seeing them in your mind's eye, ask again to have them come so you can know or feel. You could also ask to sense the nature of the streamers that are coming from them. Flow different kinds of streamers with different people, but this is someone you care about. You might feel warmth, love, or goodwill radiating from you or to you. Just accept what's there, knowing that later, if you choose to shift it in any way, you'll be able to do that. If you like, you may also experiment by switching your focus so that you become aware of the streamers that come to you from another person. Don't be surprised if this is somewhat or even quite different from how you send streamers. We all care and love in our own way, and the quality or form of the energy will reflect that. And your inner awareness understands. So it will give you information about the reality of things if you're truly open and receptive and don't try to control the process. Another factor here is you're learning to understand your own subtle energy. And so there can be some misunderstanding about exactly what it is you're perceiving at the start. But you'll learn your symbolic language as time goes on. So let yourself enjoy this experience for another moment. Thank the others who came to share with you. Complete the experience. And then shift your awareness back to your safe place once again, centering, grounding, feeling your own strength and stability, your security that resides when you fully are inside your own cushion of energy. And now, think of someone that you're having an issue with. I'd encourage you not to choose a huge issue as you're just learning and practicing. Later, you can tackle the big situations. So let someone come into your awareness where there is some difficulty or conflict. It feels sticky or hard to get rid of. Ask your deep inner self to allow you to become aware of where there may be cords. Once again, your strongest inner sense will predominate. So you may sense, feel, or simply know. On rare occasions, people hear or smell the information, but typically, it's more sensing, feeling, or knowing. So just notice, where are the cords between you and this person who you're having a conflict with? You might actually have a physical sensation where they're embedded, or you may simply become aware of, that's where they are. Gazing out across the cords, let the other person come into view. Speaking from your highest place within, the highest place within you to the highest place within them. Let them know that you wish them no harm, but you need to cut these cords because they're binding both of you. Your inner self will know best whatever implement you need to sever these cords, but it's important to sever them out away from you, perhaps in the middle between you and the other. Let your intuition guide you. Once the cords are cut, see your end moving back into you, your field, and theirs moving back toward them. As you're aware of those cords settling down inside your field, you might want to be aware of where the cords exited from you or even where theirs entered you and place a symbolic star band-aid on that place. And intend that if there needs to be continued healing, that that takes place. Sometimes we're not aware of exactly what else needs to be done besides the energetic repair, but our deep self does know. And that can often happen without our awareness. If there is something we are to know and execute in the external world, that information will come to us as well. So making sure that you've also checked for your own cords that you sent to the other person, we might not like to think about that, but the fact is we all do it. In order to be clear and responsible for our energy, we need to take our cords back too, through the same kind of process. Now once again, bring your awareness back to your safe place and recenter and ground, feeling yourself clear and strong within your own field. Imagine drawing in energy from all around you, bringing it in through the very pores in your body, as well as through your breath. You may want to imagine drawing on the golden light of the sun or the clear, fresh air around you. Energy's around us all the time, and we do have the ability to draw it in using our mind and intention. Draw energy in with your in-breath, and with the exhale, feel it settling down inside, helping to build a strong reserve of energy. A reserve that could be used for healing, it could be used for just your life in general. We often dissipate our own energy and forget to restore it. So this is one very simple way that you can do that. And then you'll have a strong foundation to bring out the best in you, your creativity, your inspiration, and help them to be expressed in the world. Now looking around in your safe place and feeling grateful for having given yourself the gift of this inner space and time, complete what you need to, knowing that you can return here anytime you wish for healing, nourishment, or for working with your energy. Now let your breath become deeper, using it to bring yourself back into normal awareness, gradually, gently, in your own time and way. Become aware of the light and the sounds around you. And once you are back, gently open your eyes. This exercise purposely focused on learning the technique without placing you in too stressful or challenging circumstances. As you learn and get used to being in touch with energy, you will become more proficient with its management and can take on more challenging situations. This does not take overly long, but you do want to be gentle and honor your own process. This concludes this program. If you have an interest in learning more about how to use your energy for improved health, enhancing success, and generally improving your love, life, and relationships, visit our website and browse the other offerings on the store. We also invite you to sign up for our newsletter on the homepage, follow our blog, or like us on Facebook at Living Energy Works. This is Karen Callie. It was a pleasure to spend time with you, and we hope to see you again. Take care.